owners can have a huge impact on their town. Please welcome the owner of the Minnesota Vikings, who have had an incredible impact on this town, not just in U.S. Bank Stadium, but the entire place. Please welcome the Wolf family. Now, when we talked to the Wolfs about honoring them, it was very important to them that they didn't want to be honored individually, that they wanted to be honored as a family. So I'm going to honor that promise, but I'm going to get somebody else to talk about him. And he is a guy who himself has had a big impact here. He has done so much for the game, so much for those who love the game, and so much for those who build this game. Please welcome, if you will, the Chief Operating Officer of the Minnesota Vikings, Mr. Kevin Warren.
Good afternoon. I feel like I'm introducing my family. These are very special people. And I truly believe they are the best owners in the National Football League, what they've done here for this community. They're the best owners in all the sports. And I've been blessed to be with them since 2004. And from that very, very first meeting back in October of 2004, where we sat down and they talked about their family buying the Minnesota Vikings. There are a couple goals that they laid out in this order. They said, if we do this, we promise each other that we're going to build a best-in-class franchise. And I can say that we've done that. We're going to empower women. We're going to empower people from diverse backgrounds. Second thing they said is that we got to get a new stadium. We've done that, and you'll see that on Sunday with U.S. Bank Stadium. The third thing that they said is that we need to make sure we build a new practice facility where we're moving in on March 3rd to a 200-acre development, Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. The fourth thing that they said is we need to host a Super Bowl for the great citizens of the state of Minnesota. We've done that. And the last thing they said is that we need to bring home a Lombardi Trophy. And we're working hard to do that, and hopefully next year in Atlanta, Super Bowl 53, we can accomplish that goal. But what makes this journey so special is not where we are today, because so many people look at all these gold jackets, all the owners, all the celebrities here in this room, and they focus on where you are today. But what makes this journey so special is where they came from. Two brothers, Joe and Harry Wolf, shared the same bed. They're Holocaust survivors. This family has been through a lot of stuff. This journey started many, 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 many years ago. And a lot of people look at them now and say, oh, isn't it special to be a Wolf? But they don't recognize to be a Wolf, you have to endure. And for these two brothers to go from sharing a single bed to owning a National Football League team and accomplishing some of the goals that they have is truly remarkable. And as the good book tells us, that we all drink from wells that we did not dig, but the second part it says is that we're kept warm by fires that we didn't start. So to the young Wolf generation, as long as I'm on earth, I will remind you all that it's okay to enjoy the fruit, but you can never forget the sacrifice. And these men, I've had a chance to work with them and their beautiful wives, Jane, Audrey, and Beth, and I'm just humbled to call myself a partner with them, to really have been there from day one. And every day that I wake up, the last thing we need to check the box on is to bring a Lombardi Trophy home. But as good as owners they are, they're philanthropists, and they're better people. So with that said, it's an incredible, incredible honor to present to you Ziggy Marc and Lenny Wolf, my Hall of Fame, our Hall of Fame owners here in Minnesota. Thank you all.
Leonard, why don't you come over here with me here? Is it okay? Why don't you help me? And Ziggy, if you could, we're going to take this from the back over the top. And this is a portrait of the Wolf family and the good work that they're doing by a nationally renowned audience. Can we just pull this over here? Thank you guys for all you've done. Thank you for all you're going to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. We've also got one other gentleman that we are. Oh, yeah, that's right. Excuse me.
I do want to just take a moment on behalf of my brother Ziggy, my cousin Lenny, and the entire Will family. This is truly a blessing and a privilege, and I thank you for this. And it's going to go in our new beautiful facility in Eagan, Minnesota, that we're opening in 4 weeks, the Twin City Orthopedics Performance Center. But I want to tell you, 13 years as owners and stewards of this great franchise, to be part of the NFL and part of American football, the greatest sport, is such a privilege and a blessing for us. And we stand on the shoulders of all of you Hall of Famers and all of you players and coaches and front office folks that have made the game great. So we know that we're just reaping the fruits of all your hard works and your sacrifices and how you inspired America and us as fans growing up. So we're just honored and privileged to be here, and thank you all very much.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, buddy, very much. Yeah. Great job, Ziggy. Thank you, sir. God bless you guys. Thank you, Leonard. Appreciate it.